Revenue Chat episode 114. The Dream Business community wants to help you with your career and business. Are you ready for accelerated success? Check it out. The Dream Business community at tonydurso.com/community. Get the Revenue Chat mobile app for your Android or iPhone. It's free. Download from your cell phone or smart device at tonydurso.com/mobile.
This is Revenue Chat Radio with your host, Tony D'Urso, interviewing successful entrepreneurs and giving you actionable advice and insights. Let's rev it up.
Arnie Giske lays it all out very nicely on how to truly get multiple income streams quickly, and he offers free training on how to follow his footsteps. Highly recommend you take advantage of that before he changes his mind. A great interview from a master in the millennial age. And on this episode, we have Bob Berg. His highly influential book, The Go-Giver, co-authored with John David Mann, sold over 500,000 copies and translated into 21 languages, released in a new expanded edition with a foreword by Huffington Post founder and publisher Arianna Huffington. He is a sought-after speaker at company leadership and sales conferences who shares the platform with everyone from today's business leaders and broadcast personalities to even a former U.S. president. All right, revenue crew, let's rev it up. Get ready for Bob to show you how to give exceptional value and enjoy extraordinary results. Here we go. Hello, Bob. How are you?
I'm great, Tony. Great to be with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Bob. I'm truly honored to have you on our show, and I really appreciate you taking the time to hang out with us on Revenue Chat.
Well, the pleasure is mine. Thanks for having me.
Well, great. Bob, you know, I mentioned a little bit about you, and perhaps we'll start off, if you would, fill us in a little more on your roots and how you became an expert in your field. Bob, how did it all start for you?
When you say expert in your field, I'm not sure that I would say I'm an expert because I'm continuing to learn. And I think that as soon as we consider ourselves to be experts, we kind of stop learning and tend to go downhill. So, but I do appreciate the compliment very much. But I'm going to say I'm an ongoing student in what I'm doing. And really, I began as a broadcaster, was not particularly good at that, got into sales, wasn't particularly good at that either. But that was more because I just didn't know anything about sales. And so I started getting books and studying back then, this is years ago. It was the great authors and speakers such as Tom Hopkins and Zig Ziglar, and started studying and reading anything I could on selling. And, within a short period of time, I was very proficient at it because, I had now had a system for doing so. And those were two of the very best teachers ever, I think, on sales. And I think it's important for anyone to know that when you're starting out doing something, you don't have to invent the wheel. You don't have to reinvent the wheel because it's probably already been invented. And there are people out there who've documented how it works. And I personally define a system as simply the process of predictably achieving a goal based on a logical and specific set of how-to principles, the key being predictability, Tony. If it's been proven that by doing A, you'll get the desired result of B, then you know all you need to do is A and continue to do A, and eventually you'll get the desired result of B. So eventually I worked my way up to sales manager of a company and began teaching other people and other companies what was working for me and for the people on my team, and eventually began a speaking career where I could focus on doing that. And it's been a lot of fun.
Wow. Very cool. Very cool. Thanks for sharing all that. Let's dive into this if we shall, and let's talk about providing exceptional value and enjoying extraordinary results.
Sure. Sure.
All right. To start with, Bob, you talk about the entrepreneurial spirit. And I want to ask you, what about those who are not entrepreneurs And how does that message in the goat giver still apply to them, please?
Sure. Well, you know, when we think of an entrepreneur, we think of a person, obviously, who started their own business, who invested their own funding or you know, was able to perhaps get backers and or most likely a combination of such. And in some way, they're taking a risk. And I know a lot of people don't like to say it's risk that it's, but it is in a way. And you're going to put in a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of heart and a lot of love and a lot of tears and sweat and all that stuff. You know, you're an entrepreneur. You're taking responsibility for the fact that, you know, of knowing that if you're going to get a paycheck, it's as a result of providing exceptional value to people's lives. Now, when you work in another person's company, while you might be guaranteed a paycheck, you're not really guaranteed a paycheck because they've only got you working for them because they believe, and rightly so, that you can add value to them in such a way that it's worthwhile to them based on what they're paying you. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. That's how it's supposed to be. But as an employee, let's say, maybe you're not an entrepreneur, but you can still have the entrepreneurial spirit and you can be an intrapreneur. And that simply means understanding that, sure, maybe while you are technically employed, hey, you know, you're still in business for yourself because your client is your employer. The people that you need to serve are your coworkers, maybe those you supervise, those who supervise you, the employer, him or herself, and of course the end user, the customer, however it works out where you work. But it's up to you to not only provide exceptional value, but to be able to communicate that you're doing so and communicating it by what you do, what you say, what you do, and who you are. You know, there's a difference certainly between an entrepreneur and someone who's working for someone else, but everyone can have that entrepreneurial spirit.
You know, that's a really great point of view, and I like that, Bob, because yes, even the person who has a career and has a job, if they look at it, I like that, the intrapreneur, they still have their boss as their client and their customers and so forth. Very good way to look at it.
Thank you.
Sure. Now, if you wouldn't mind, could you give us a little rundown on the five laws in the book that I believe you and John share?
Oh, no, absolutely. It's based on a premise. You know, The Go-Giver, which, as you were kind enough to mention, was co-authored by John David Mann. He was really the lead storyteller, the lead writer. He's brilliant. I'm more of a how-to person. And so it's a parable. It's a business parable. The premise, Tony, of The Go-Giver is simply that shifting your focus, and this is really the key, shifting your focus from getting to giving. And when we say giving in this context, we simply mean constantly and consistently providing value to others and understanding that doing so is not only a nice way, a pleasant way to conduct business, it's actually a very financially profitable way of doing business as well. Not for any way out there woo-woo reasons, but for very practical, concrete reasons based on human nature and based on, you know, the laws of economics and laws of commerce. It's based on five laws, and those laws are the laws of value, compensation, influence, authenticity, and receptivity. And we can go through them if you'd like.
I would love that. I'm writing those down, please. Very interesting points. Okay, let's start from value.
Sure. Well, the law of value says that your true worth, in the business sense, of course, your true worth is determined by how much more you give in value than you take in payment. Now, when you first hear this, it sounds a little counterintuitive, right? I mean, give more in value than I take in payment. How am I supposed to stay in business? How am I supposed to thrive in business? Never mind survive, right? Sounds like a recipe for bankruptcy. So we simply have to understand the difference between price and value. Price is a dollar amount. It's a dollar figure. It's finite. It is what it is. Value, on the other hand, is the relative worth or desirability of a thing, of something, to the end user or beholder. In other words, what is it about this thing, this product, service, concept, idea, that brings with it so much worth or value that someone will willingly exchange their money for it and be ecstatic that they did while you make a very healthy profit? May I give a very quick example?
Sure. And if I may, in terms of value, and this may be something you're going to mention, but for our audience, for the revenue crew that are listening, when you say value, that can also be guidance, advice, sharing experience, helping someone get through a difficult time. It's not just a physical thing. It can be that experience or that information, correct?
Right. And let's look at that. Because let's say, for instance, that you hire an accountant to do your taxes. And this accountant charges you, and we'll just name a round figure, $1,000. That's his fee, or literally his price. But what value does he give you in exchange for this that makes it so worthwhile for you to use his services? Well, first, through his knowledge, his years of study and practice, through his interest in getting to know your business and what you're looking to accomplish through his services, through his kindness and through his patience and so forth, he's able to save you $5,000 on your taxes. He also saves you countless hours of time, and he provides you with the security and the peace of mind of knowing it was done correctly. So first of all, we see right here, and to your point, value can be both concrete in terms of that, you know, $5,000 savings, but it can also be conceptual in terms of the, the time, but also the feeling of peace of mind. And also the feeling you received when you were dealing with this person and their staff, that you were well taken care of, that they cared about you, that they were looking to make this a very positive experience for you. Value can also be, it can be both intrinsic in terms of just the service itself, but it can also be extrinsic in terms of the kind of time they take, the attention they give you, the consistency they apply, the appreciation they have, and the empathy that they show. So yes, absolutely, value comes in many forms, but it's always in the eyes of the beholder. And so what happened was this accountant provided well over $5,000 in value or use value in exchange for a $1,000 price or cash value. So he literally gave you more in value than what he took in payment. So you feel great about it. And he also made a very, very healthy profit. And, you know, that's the idea. And I remember learning this from one of my old heroes and mentors, Harry Brown, who said that in a free market-based economy, meaning simply that no one is forced to do business with anyone else, in a free market-based economy, with every sale, there are at least two profits, the buyer profits and the seller profits, because each person came away better off after the transaction than they were before the transaction.
Great story. Thanks for putting it in such a good, easy to understand method here.
My pleasure.
Sure. All right. And the next point now is compensation.
Yeah. The law of compensation says your income is determined by how many people you serve and how well you serve them. So where law number one says to give more in value than you take in payment, law number two tells us that the more people whose lives we touch with the exceptional value we provide, the more money with which we'll be rewarded. Joe, the protege in the story, learned from Nicole, one of the mentors who we call the CEO, that law number one is certainly where it starts. That's the foundational principle. But providing exceptional value to just one person most likely is not going to result in a whole lot of income. So where law number one represents your potential income, law number two, the number of lives you impact with that value, that equals your actual income. So we could say that exceptional value plus significant reach equals very high compensation.
Okay, I'm thinking with that. Very good. Okay, and the next point is influence.
Yes, law number three is the law of influence, and that simply says that your influence is determined by how abundantly you place other people's interests first. Again, counterproductive sounding and perhaps downright Pollyanna-ish sounding. I don't know. But when you think about it, Tony, you know, I mean, the greatest leaders, the top influencers, the most profitable salespeople, this is simply how they run their lives and conduct their businesses. They're always looking out for others. They're always looking to add value to other people's lives. Now, let me qualify this statement, if I may, because it can be misunderstood. And I think this is very, very important. When we say place the other person's interest first, we certainly don't mean you should be anyone's doormat or a martyr or self-sacrificial in any way. Absolutely not at all. It's simply that as Joe learned from several of the mentors, the golden rule of business, certainly of sales, is that all things being equal, people will do business with and refer business to those people they know, like, and trust. And there's no faster, more powerful, or more effective way to elicit those feelings toward you from others than by moving from what we call an I focus or me focus to an other focus, looking to, as Sam, one of the mentors, told Joe, looking to make your win all about the other person's win. And when you do that, and you do that on a constant, consistent basis, you'll get a reputation as such. You'll plant so many seeds of goodwill, of great will. You will really develop an army of personal walking ambassadors.
That is so true. That's just absolutely so true. By giving and expanding out and not necessarily looking for, hey, me, but how can I help you? How can I serve you?
Right.
That business just comes. In fact, just this morning, someone came to me I've never met before, but someone referred him. And this person asked me to go into this very nice project with the person just because they've heard about me and they know who I am through this other person. And it's a sale that I never even thought about obtaining. It just came
Right.
right into me because of that.
Exactly. That's a perfect example.
So true, so true.
The Dream Business community wants to help you with your career and business. As you know, jobs can be fickle. Here today, gone tomorrow. And owning a business has its own frailties. Bloomberg says 8 out of 10 entrepreneurs fail in the first 18 months. A Harvard study says 3 out of every 4 venture-backed firms fail. And there's other sources with shocking figures of their own, which all point to one very conclusive point. These are scary times we live in. Let's help you in the dream business community. Yes, you. Let's try to give you the information you need now to boost your career or business. And I'll be there every step of the way, helping you along with other experts in many industries. Are you ready for accelerated success? Check it out, the Dream Business Community at tonydurso.com/community. That's tonydurso.com/community. Do you like the awesome interviews on Revenue Chat? Please help others discover these interviews on iTunes by giving a kind review if you like them. Go to tonydurso.com/iTunes and give a few sentences about what you liked. Let me know and I'll send you something to show my appreciation. That's tonydurso.com/iTunes. And thanks so much. Have you ever used webinars to sell your product or service? Okay, so I've partnered up with Business Hangouts, a webinar platform with over 2 million users, and they've agreed to offer our listeners a completely free trial of their webinar service. All you have to do is visit tonydurso.com/BHO. Hey, if you never sold with webinars, I can tell you that you will be in for a surprise. Webinars can increase sales conversions by as much as 70%, and they're super simple to set up and manage. In fact, the guys at Business Hangouts, they'll train you and hold your hand so you won't feel alone or abandoned, you know, like other companies who sell similar products. This is the real deal, guys. Business Hangouts has great reviews. You can check them online, and they have over 2 million users and really big clients like IBM, Motorola, Costco, and they are a Google partner. So get your free account by going to tonydurso.com/BHO. Again, that's tonydurso.com/BHO. I'll see you there.
Think back to when you started your business. You had a dream. You had boundless passion. You wanted to create something different. There was a problem, and you were going to solve it. Being an independent retailer is rewarding, but challenging. And there's a lot more to it than you ever imagined. Well, Lightspeed is here to help. With 45,000 customers around the world, we've helped countless entrepreneurs nail the business side of retail so they can spend time doing what they're passionate about. Join us for a 6-week speaker series featuring a curated panel of experts that will answer some of retail's toughest questions and give you the edge you need to stay competitive. You have a passion, and we have a passion for technology inspired by you. Visit lightspeedhq.com/speaker-series to learn more.
And we're back with Bob Berg talking about how to give exceptional value and enjoy extraordinary results.
Next is authenticity.
Yeah, that's law number four. And the law of authenticity says the most valuable gift you have to offer is yourself. In the story, Deborah Davenport, one of the mentors, shared a lesson she learned in her career, and that is that all the skills in the world, the sales skills, technical skills, people skills, as important as they are, and they are all very, very important, they're also all for naught if you don't come at it from your true, authentic core. Now, when you do, when you, as we like to say, show up as yourself day after day, week after week, month after month, people feel good about you. People feel comfortable with you. People know, like, and trust you. They feel very safe with you. They're much more likely to want to be in relationship with you and feel comfortable referring you to others. So showing up authentically is great business, not just a right way to be. What holds people back sometimes from showing up authentically is sometimes a lack of confidence in themselves, in really understanding what they bring to the table. And I believe that as human beings, we all have two types of value. We have intrinsic value, which is just simply based on being here, based on being a human being, we bring value to the table. But we also have what I call market value. And I define market value as that combination of strengths, traits, talents, and characteristics that allows a person to add value to the marketplace in such a way that they will be financially compensated for it. And we all have this value. We all have what Mike Littman calls our assets of value. But we're not always aware of them. And the reason why is because as human beings, we're very emotionally involved with ourselves. We're too close to ourselves. So this thing that we either do very naturally or have worked very hard at developing it or what have you, it's just now a natural part of our life. And we just assume that, hey, you know, we can do it. It must be not be that big a deal, or everyone else can do it or what have you. And that's not necessarily the case. So this is one reason why it can be very important to not only self-reflect, but also get with people, whether it's a coach or a mentor or what have you, and someone who cares about you, but is far enough removed from you emotionally that they don't get caught up in those same, you know, belief systems, but they're able to kind of help you see, you know, what are your strengths? What are your talents? Where is it that you can, and that what happens is when we are aware of these strengths, these assets of value, it allows us to lead from a place of true authenticity.
Nice, nice. Very good. Thanks for sharing that. Very good point. All right. And now the last one is, if I wrote it down right, receptivity?
Yeah. The law of receptivity simply says that the key to effective giving is to stay open to receiving. Late in the story, Joe, the main protege, is asked by his mentor, Pindar, to breathe out and to hold that outgoing breath to the count of 30. Well, Joe tries, but in a very short period of time, he's gasping for breath. And Pindar said, "What's the matter, Joe? Can't do it." And Joe said, "No, I can't just breathe out. I've got to breathe in as well." And Pindar jokingly said, "Well, Joe, what if I was to tell you that it's been medically proven that it's actually healthier to breathe out than it is to breathe in?" And Joe just laughed. He said, "Well, that's impossible. That's silly. You can't just breathe out. You've also got to breathe in. You can't do just one. You've got to do both." Well, aha. I mean, that was the point, because we breathe out and we breathe in. We breathe out carbon dioxide. We breathe in oxygen. We breathe out, which is giving. We breathe in, which is receiving. Despite the messages, the many messages, I won't call them mixed messages, they're negative messages that we get from the world, from society around us regarding money, that money is something bad that only dishonest people get, or that to get it, people had to do it on the backs of others and all these kind of things. Despite these messages, giving and receiving are simply two sides of the very same coin, and they work in tandem. The key is to understand first that all the giving in the world is as great as it is, it's all for naught if you refuse to make yourself available to receive. And yet, the messages we get from the world can really mess with our head. And on an unconscious level can make us believe that, you know, that being wealthy, being abundant, making money is somehow, you know, associated with something evil. And so it, you know, takes a lot of work. We get, John David Mann and I receive more comments from people who read the book, more emails from people who said, you know, the first four laws, great, smooth, no problem. boy, that fifth law just was tough. And you know, we hear that a lot because, you know, it's true. It's just what we've been indoctrinated with. So, you know, I suggest to people that they realize that so long as they have focus, see, it's not a matter of are you a giver or a receiver. We want you to be a giver and a receiver. But the focus needs to be on the giving. That's the way the world works. That's the way prosperity works. That's the way business works. You focus on the giving of value to everyone. Focus on the giving and then allow the receiving. And when you do, you will live a life of abundance. You will live in abundance.
That is very deep. And you know, I am definitely going to reflect on that and do some thinking on receptivity. Very, very profound. And
thank you.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that.
Is it true that a majority of new businesses fail? Check this out. In order to have a successful growing business, there are some vital points that you must know. You must have worked them out thoroughly. They must be synchronized with each other, and all employees, consultants, and companies that you depend on must know these items and be in agreement with them if your new business is to meet with a high percentage of success. Get it free. The Vision Map. Beat the odds for business success at tonydurso.com/vision. Learn how to establish your vision, purpose, long-term objective, and master plan, including strategic and tactical planning. Get the Vision Map. Beat the odds for business success at tonydurso.com/vision, V-I-S-I-O-N.
I'd like to circle back to the very beginning and look at value one more time, because that thought comes up, you know, well, all right, I want to give value and I want to charge for my service, but how much do I give? And how much is it going to cost? And I'm trying to be competitive. And the more value I give, the more I should charge. But yet, person could go into a little circle. It's almost could be a conundrum. So how do you add value without really costing too much money? And how do the economics in place?
Well, most of the value you add doesn't have to really cost money. I mean, when you think about it, you know, most products and services today are pretty equal. Okay, I mean, technology has leveled off the playing field. At this point, most things work and they work pretty well. And whether it's a product or a service, there's, you know, might be some small differences, but usually nothing too significant. And because of that, most things have become commoditized. And so if you, I often say that unless your last name is Walmart, trying to make low price your unique selling proposition is not a productive, not a fun, and certainly not a profitable way to do business. When you sell on price, you are a commodity. When you sell on value, you're a resource. And when teaching selling the go giver way, we want people to be at that upper end of the price scale. We want people selling on high value, not low price. So how do you separate yourself from the rest, especially when the product or service, the intrinsic value is pretty much the same? And there are probably hundreds of ways to distinguish yourself, but and to be that additional value, but they tend to come down to five what we call elements of value. And those five are excellence, consistency, attention, empathy, and appreciation. And to the degree that you can communicate one or more of those, hopefully all five, at every single touch point in the relationship, from when you first meet them, as you're developing it, as you go through the sales process, and then the referrals, and afterwards, to the degree you can do that, you do separate and distinguish yourself, and you take price right out of the equation.
Very cool. Very good point. Going to have to read the book and go through those points that you mentioned on the value points. Very cool, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very. Oh, absolutely. Now, let's see here. That's The Go-Giver. Great book. And I noticed that there's a set of books here, and I highly recommend. If people go to thegogiver.com, they can get this book here as well as your others in the series, correct?
Yeah, and they can read an excerpt of any or all of them and decide which ones they like and then click through. I would suggest starting with The Go-Giver, and then after that, Go-Givers Sell More, and then The Go-Giver Leader if they'd like.
All right, great. And then one more question here, Bob, please. Is there a piece of advice that even before you got to this point that was like a difference maker that really changed the game plan for you before this all happened?
Well, I remember, and again, this is so many years ago, it was a couple of years after I got into sales. And again, you know, from reading and studying sales and working at it, I was doing pretty well. But I wasn't doing nearly as well as I could have been and probably should have been. And I remember going back to the office one day. I was working for a particular company. And when I went back to the office, I must have, and I had come back from a non-selling appointment. And not non-selling on purpose, non-selling because I didn't do the appropriate things for the sale to take place. And I must have had a disgusted look on my face or a dejected look on my face or whatever, because one of the older people who had been there, and he wasn't even in sales. I think he was in the engineering department or something, because I don't remember seeing him. And after that, I think he retired. But we call people like him drive-by mentors, because he would come into my life very quickly, leave very quickly, and give me a piece of advice that would last me forever. And he said, Berg, can I share something with you? Can I give you some advice? And I said, yeah, sure, please do. And he said, if you want to make a lot of money in business, actually he said, if you want to make a lot of money in sales, he said, don't have making money as your target. Your target is serving others. Now, when you hit the target, he continued, you'll get a reward. And that reward will come in the form of money. And you can do with that money whatever you choose. But never forget, the money is simply the reward for hitting the target. It's not the target itself. Your target is serving others. And that was a game changer for me. That helped me shift my focus from getting to giving. It helped me see that the sale was not about me. It was not even about my product or service. It was about the customer and how it would benefit them.
You know, I already see myself tweaking myself just based on that. That is really a great piece of advice. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. And Bob, I also noticed, by the way, that in addition to books, you do training for salespeople. Mm-hmm. You do online, you do workshops, you do one-on-one, and you also do speaking training.
When I speak, it's typically at a sales or leadership conference. So it's not so much training as much as, you know, anything from 1 to 2 hours as a keynote speaker. But my business partner, Kathy Tagenell, and I do sales teaching training, if you will. We have what we call the Go-Giver Sales Academy, which is a 2-day in-person event that we hold in Florida. And we limit that to just 10 people because we go very, very deep into everyone's business during those 2 days. And then we also have an online version of that as well.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Well, I definitely hope that our revenue crew audience here checks into that at thegogiver.com, because these are some really great programs. And you're very accomplished, and you're the type of person we should learn more from and just absorb everything we get.
That's very kind of you, Tony. I love the work you're doing and the great value you bring to everyone.
Well, thank you. And we are a little close to wrapping up here. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience or let them know about, please?
No, I mean, I think it's just a matter of going out there, and while you focus on others, make sure you take action. And that's, you know, that's the key. We like people to be both go-givers, people who focus on others, and go-getters, people who take action. As long as you're not a go-taker, that's the key.
Because you have to breathe in and out. I'm going to remember that forever, Bob. You just can't keep take, because you got to exhale sometime, right?
You got to do both, right? You give and you receive, but you focus on the giving and you allow the receiving.
I love it. Well, thank you again. It was great to have you on. And everyone, Bob Berg, Go Giver Way to Extraordinary Results. And his website is thegogiver.com. All right. Well, thank you very much again, Mr. Bob Berg, and thank you, everyone, and stay tuned to our next show on Revenue Chat.
Our next episode is with Nader Mollahi. He believes that you can get everything you want in life if you just help enough other people get what they want. He's inspired by motivating confidence in engineers and helping them take action to move forward towards their career and life goals. Nader shows us the faster way to create the career you want on the next episode of Revenue Chat. All right. Thanks again, everyone. And until next time, remember, you can make life better for yourself and everyone. Choose wisely.